Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。Hi everyone, and welcome back to Happy Hour. 欢迎你回到酒馆。With the increasing popularity of fitness programs, fitness apps, and fitness influencers, we are paying more and more attention to our body.不知道你有没有留意到，近些年来我们是越来越关注自己的身体了。Physical health and our body parts, they're not just an important part of our daily conversation, they also make up a huge chunk of our language. For example, top of my head, I can give you a bunch of Chinese 成语 having something to do with body parts, like
头重脚轻唇亡齿寒焦头烂额七嘴八舌心平气和目瞪口呆心满意足张口结舌肝胆相照胸有成竹唇齿相依
So many of those. In English, there are just as many, if not more. So in the next few episodes of this series, I'm going to walk you through our body parts and share with you some of the fascinating idioms relating to these body parts.
接下去的几期里露露就和你一起盘点一下和我们的身体神相关的那些idioms, 习语。
So in the first episode, we're going to focus on our head and face.
有头有脸。
Starting with head. In Chinese, we use the expression 头脑发热。 In English, you can also describe someone as being hot-headed or a hothead. These type of people, they get angry very, very easily. So if you're a hothead, people will remind you to keep your head. Meaning,to calm down. For instance, it is important to keep your head during a crisis.
危急关头切记要保持头脑冷静。
The opposite would be to lose your head.
这可不是头掉的意思。
It's to lose your cool. Another very common expression is to get your head around something. This means to figure something out, especially something that is complex.And difficult. You can say, I just can't get my head around this new project.
怎么都搞不清楚这个新项目。
If these two expressions are a bit more abstract, we have some very detailed actions using your head. For example, to keep your head down. Those of you who are in a class or in a meeting, if you don't want to attract any attention from your teacher or your boss, the best way is to keep your head down. We also use it to describe that you want to keep low profile,
保持低调，也就是把头埋下来，
so that people won't notice you. Your colleague might say to you,
Psst, the big boss is not happy with your performance. Better keep your head down for the moment.
大老板对你很不满意哦，你最好低调点。
It's a bit like when we say, 要夹着尾巴，小心点， to keep your head down.Another action with heads is to turn heads. Imagine someone who is just drop dead gorgeous or just really, really weird. When he or she walks by, they will turn heads because people will turn their heads to look at them.
不管是超美的小哥哥小姐姐还是奇葩，走过的时候都会引人注目。
Wherever she goes, she always turns heads.
走到哪里都会引人注目。
Now to share with you one of the things I do when I try to learn new expressions. For example, the few idioms we just learned about heads, I can put them together and try to make up a story. My story is like this. Wherever she goes, she always turns heads. I just can't get my head around how to start a conversation with her. It's hard to keep my head when she's nearby.Oh, wait. Is that big guy her boyfriend? I guess I better keep my head down then. See, and this is definitely a fun way to activate what you have just learned. Maybe you can try it next time. Okay, so moving on from head to face. Sometimes when you're unhappy, your friend would ask you,
Aw, why the long face? 干嘛板着脸？干嘛拉长脸？
In English, you also use long face. You might also say pull the face.
板着脸拉长脸还可以叫 pull the face.
You might say to your kid,
Don't you pull a face at me. Eat up your vegetables or you won't have any ice cream.
板着脸没用，不吃完蔬菜就没冰淇淋吃哦。
Alternatively, you can keep a straight face. Here, straight means serious. I can say, it was so hard to keep a straight face when I heard the joke because it was so funny. Another common expression is face off.
Face off可不是脸掉了的意思。
When you have a face off or when you face off against someone, you are basically in a fierce competition with them. You're about to have a fight. For instance, they faced off and I knew there was going to be a fight.
一看这两个人相持不下就知道肯定要打起来了。
Some of the documentaries or reality shows I've watched also used face off as their title. For example,Animal Face-Off,
猛兽大对决。
Or in the past few years, there is a reality show,
特效化妆师大对决的真人秀也叫做 Face-Off.
It's basically about competition. Speaking of faces, in Chinese we say 颜值 to mean how attractive we are, especially our face. If people are always saying that you are very, very pretty, you can just say, I'm not just a pretty face. I haveA lot inside as well.
不是只有颜值哦。
I'm not just a pretty face. The next expression I'm going to share with you is pretty bad. It's pretty brutal.
这要跟大家分享一个特别损的表达。
Butter face. Butter, like the butter you eat. But here, butter face usually refers to a girl who's got a very nice figure, who's overall attractive, but has got an unattractive face. Because originally,The sentence is, everything looks great, but her face. Butter face.
身材爆好但是颜值欠佳的女生。在英文里有时候被人戏称 butter face。好像中文里也有所谓的虾女虾男的说法就是去头可食。多损啊同志们。
So I really don't recommend you use that. So that ends our first episode of this series,on idioms relating to our body. Today we covered head and face. In the second episode, we're going to move on to eyes, nose, ears, and mouth. So stay tuned for more fun expressions.
酒馆口语课程第十一期结业了。本周五也就是6月18日晚上8点在 CC Talk 上举行第十一期进阶口语课程的结业展示。免费对所有人开放。下周三6月23日晚上8点露露还有一堂免费试听课。如果你对酒馆课程感兴趣或者想来看酒馆学院的精彩演出那就赶快联系小助手吧。微信号是 LULUXJG。LULU 就是露露。XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母。现在开始到6月18日报名享受618特别优惠价的同时另有小酒馆铺子的50元购物优惠券领。我们在酒馆等你。